Online Counseling for DUIs. My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is July 7, 2016. The topic for today's podcast is Online Counseling for DUIs. In Arizona, if anyone is found guilty of a DUI offense, they must go through a screening session for possible counseling. The screening session consists of an interview with a counselor who asks questions pertaining to the DUI and using a number of factors to determine whether the person is a risk to have a problem with alcohol or not. The factors include: what is the alcohol level for the case? Does the person have a prior DUI? And do they go through counseling for that case? Do they exhibit problems of drug abuse or alcohol abuse? And there's a number of other factors, and some of those would include a use of a standardized risk assessment that psychologists use. At the conclusion of the screening, the person would be classified as either a level 1 offender or a level 2 offender. A level 1 offender would be a more serious offender, one namely that does exhibit signs of problems with alcohol. And as a result of that, they would be ordered to go through at least 16 hours of education and 20 or more hours of treatment. The treatment could be longer than that. If the person is a level 2 offender and does not exhibit potential problems with alcohol, then they are required to do the 16 hours of education. Now, in 2013, the Arizona Department of Behavioral Health, who regulates the screening and counseling, authorized online education, the 16 hours of education. That now can be done online, and some counseling agencies will do it online. Some still insist on doing it in person, but some will do it online. Now, for the 20 hours of or more of the treatment, that is somewhat of an open question, and some agencies will do it online and some will not. So it's always good to check with the agency to see if they will do that or not. Now, for my cases, I always refer my clients whenever possible to a counseling agency in Tempe, Crosswinds Counseling Services. It's run by a psychologist, Dr. Joseph Patterson, and he has been very helpful in doing the screening telephonically. You don't even have to go to him. And the education and treatment online. So if you find yourself in a situation where you have to do this, I highly recommend Crosswinds. If you read the transcript of this podcast at the bottom, there will be Dr. Patterson's contact information. So that is today's podcast, Online Counseling for DUIs. If you have any questions, please call me.